Well, this election is heating up everywhere. In Wisconsin, a lawsuit threatens to throw the election process there into turmoil. The attorney general is trying to force the state to check nearly a million people's voter registration before the election, November 4th. Celeste Headley reports.
What's at the heart of this dispute is the Help America Vote Act of 2002. It requires that states cross-check registration records. Charles Franklin teaches political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and is co-director of pollster.com.
Attorney General Van Hollen has requested that those checks be run against everyone who has changed their registration status since 2006, which could involve as many as a million voters in the state.
But Wisconsin didn't have a working system to make those checks until August of this year. So the Government Accountability Board decided to postpone most of the checking until after the November election, saying they would never get all of it done in time. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says that's bogus.
They just say that it's impossible without really giving any justification for that.
And Franklin says about 20% of records fail when they're cross-checked.
But the vast majority of those failures are because of typographical errors.
Sometimes the voter used Bob instead of Robert, or added a junior to their name. Sometimes it's just a matter of deciphering a voter's handwriting.
And so there are many, many, many innocent reasons why these record matches would fail.
The Government Accountability Board says Van Hollen's lawsuit could result in, quote, the disenfranchisement of Wisconsin citizens with a clear and legitimate right to vote. And the NAACP agrees. Jerrianne Hamilton is president of the Milwaukee branch. She says African Americans and Hispanics are much less likely to have driver's licenses in Wisconsin and won't be able to verify their registration records before the election. Hamilton says the state should be encouraging them to vote.
Why would you put other obstacles in that way to frighten them away?
Some voters completely support the lawsuit, though. We spoke to Artis Cerny as she was leaving a meeting of the Government Accountability Board.
Well, I was very happy to see him bring this lawsuit forward. Unfortunately, I think he brought it forward too late.
And Robert Boomsma was just outside the Madison Public Library.
I think it's a good idea. I think voting is a sacred trust in the United States, and I think we take it too lightly.
Both Boomsma and Cerny plan to vote for McCain. Two Obama supporters we spoke to had a different view.
I think it's an effort to depress the vote, and I'm really upset about it. I intend to go to the clerk's office here in Madison and vote from there, just in case there's any problem on election day.
I believe Republicans is behind this. And I think it's another tact to win the election.
That's Margaret Lindsay and Calvin Farrell. Like Farrell, Jerrianne Hamilton also questions the purpose behind Van Hollen's suit, because the attorney general is also co-chair for John McCain's campaign in the state.
I would like to know the real motive behind bringing that up at this time when we, as a nation, as a city, and as a state, want people to go to the polls and vote.
But Van Hollen says he's just doing his job.
As Attorney General, I need to enforce the law, which means that sometimes I'm going to enforce laws that Republicans like. That doesn't mean that I'm partisan.
Still, Charles Franklin says the lawsuit may make voters nervous about what may happen when they get to the polls.
Republicans may legitimately be concerned with voter fraud, something Democrats rarely seem seriously concerned about. But it's in Republican interest to discourage potential voters who may think that their registration records would be challenged or that they might in some other way get in trouble if they try to vote.
But Franklin says the turnout in Wisconsin is expected to be very high. The state already has the second highest participation in the country, and voters are allowed to register and vote on Election Day. So it may be long lines and not a lawsuit that discourages them on November 4th. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley.